This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Silicon Tally time. This week I'll go tete-a-tete with Adrian LaFrance, Senior Associate Editor at The Atlantic. Adrian, are you ready to play Silicon Tally, the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Let's do this.
All right. 500 London police officers
are listening to people's phone calls?
It's actually 500 London police officers are being outfitted with wearable cameras to record what they do and who is around them. The cameras have 130-degree field of view and are tough enough to survive being run over by a car.
That's very Terminator-like.
Yeah. All right, you got something for me?
I do. $53 million.
$53 million. I got nothing.
The amount of counterfeit money recovered last year that was made using regular old inkjet printers.
Wow. So yeah. I'm going to go now and buy myself a printer and open another checking account.
Quit your job. Just get an inkjet printer. You're good to go.
All right. I got something for you. 5% of Mother's Day gifts
will not be bought because people will forget.
Oh, I think the percentage might be slightly higher than that. 5% of Mother's Day gifts will be computers, tablets, and or smartphones, according to Forbes' annual survey of how people plan to celebrate Mother's Day.
That's very generous. Please don't tell my mother about that.
All right, you got something for me?
I do. The number is 3 months.
Is 1/10 of the time it would take for me to learn Python?
That's actually not so bad. No, actually, it is how long it took for a computer to process the calculations behind the most detailed model of the universe yet. It's a rendering that outlines 12 billion years of cosmic evolution.
Did we discover, like, the best era?
The 1980s.
Obviously, the 1980s.
I mean, come on. No, I'm not sure if scientists have deemed a favorite era yet, but perhaps they will.
Adrian LaFrance is Senior Associate Editor at The Atlantic, where she writes about technology. Adrian, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.